a little bit of chametz or chalifei serena, and then move quickly to vav through zayin and beis. So just to a few quick ka'aros with respect to the issues that we have been discussing. Firstly, just a couple of ha'aros that some of you made that I didn't get a chance yet to share. with regard to shlamim, before we start with that, actually, I'm going to start with just a broader, a couple of ha'aros. And that is that we talked yesterday in the Hashkafa Shir about, why does it Ola such a fitting introduction to Torah's Kohanim, to Sefer Vayikra, to the world of the different Chefza Shel Karbanos, the special role that Ola plays, and then we talked about it in terms of Tefillah, and in terms of Vidui, and Yom Kippur, etc. So, again, basically, in light of everything that we have been discussing, so it's clear that there could be two approaches to the scope of Ola. The fact that Ola relates to Essen and to Hirhuri Avera, that can be perceived and certainly is perceived by many of the Mefarshim as reflecting a lesser role and a more limited effectiveness relative to Chatas and Asham. That's certainly the way it sounds like in many Gemaras. But if our basic Yesod in Mahalach is correct, namely that Ola works in a different way, it relates to the Gavra as a religious personality, right, in a much bigger sense. If all of that is true, then the fact that it extends to Essen and Hirhuri Avera is a double chiddush, right? It is, on the one hand, that Hirhurim and Essen do require that we address them. That's an expanded, more ambitious perspective on Avodas Hashem itself. But at the same time, the ability of Ola to do that ends up being not a testament to Ola's more limited nature as a mechaper, but its more ambitious nature in terms of even being able to address, that more amorphous, that more, in some respects, as I say, ambitious, goal of really squaring oneself with the Ribbono Shel Olam, etc. So we do find that in some Mefarshim, instead of seeing Hirhuri Avera, as a reason to downgrade or to perceive the Ritsui of Ola or the status of Ola in an inferior way, we find exactly the opposite. So, for example, Rabbeinu Bechai, in his Perush al HaTorah, and this is totally consistent with what we saw earlier in the year, and that I alluded to then in terms of this topic of the Kadakemach, he thinks that Hirhuri Avera is the reason why Ola is as prominent, as central, and why it is the proper introduction to all Karbanos. So here in Perek Aleph of Vayikra, Pasuk Gimel, he starts off by saying, Korban Ola Kodem Beparsha Lishara Karbanos, V'al Derech HaPshat, Lefisha Machshava, He Reishis HaKol, V'Chet HaMachshava, Kodem L'Chet HaMaisa, Al Kain Hoya Bedin, L'Haktim Ola. So again, the relationship to Hirhurim is not something, which is kind of a consolation prize to Ola, but on the contrary, it makes it the appropriate way to begin Torah's HaKarbanos. And this I'm just repeating, from our, very earlier in the year, Monday Hashkafa Shirin, but this just fits like a glove with Rabbeinu Bechai's general view of Hashkafa. And this I'm just reading again from the Kadakemach, Ostes, Tara Salev, but now with more context. He starts off by saying, Lev Tahar Barar Li Elokim, V'ruach Nachon Kadesh Bikirbi, Bikesh David Melech Alav Shalom, because of Azet Taharas Tamachshava, Umin Yadua Shehi Midam Sichlit, right? And Hagufanit Baos Lutak in Amaisim, Ein Shlemus Lachachma Blitikun Amaisim, but basically a Sichlios Bo Lutara Machshava, Then he goes on to explain why Machshava and Hirhur are the most important thing. We talked about this earlier in the year. Nimtzes lamad ki midas hatahara midas sichlis kolelos malos rabos. Valzeh nemar lev tahar barali elokim, right? Sha'al meis Hashem yisbarach laseis lo ezer b'kiyam ha-Torah v'mitzvos sharia tahara dveka b'tora la'ad. And that's what he continues. Sheyis'atzel olav meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu shefa tahar v'zach b'machshava tahora v'hu haruach hanachon ha-mechudash b'kirbo. Mimidas ha-tahara yava adam lidei k'dusha, etc. And then he goes on and he expands on this idea until he gets to the, a few pages later, where he says, this is on page 191 in the Karakemach, Tzarich sheit bonen kimalas taras ha-machshava v'bnei she-machshava himitzad ha-nefesh ha-sichlit she-ba-adam. V'shorash ha-nefesh ha-sichlit el-yon ad ma'od. L'fikach yesh koch ba-adam lalos ha-shafel v'lohorid ha-el-yon b'machshavto v'me'ata yis'orer adam machote kishu metame bi-hirhur av ha-ra'im ha-machshava tahora ha-zos kamalo avonos v'chatoim. Alze amru hirhure aveira kashin mi aveira, from a kashin ala nefesh me aveira at. This is what we were discussing earlier in the year, based on the Gemara in Masechet Yoma, this line that hirhure aveira worse than aveiras themselves, which is understood, as we discussed then, no need to repeat the details. There are many different ways to interpret, and it reflects a different orientation among Bale Halacha and Hashkafa. Rabbeinu Bechai's own view is that we take that Gemara very literally and seriously, that Hirhure Halev are like the most important and the most potentially undermining, you know, on the Avera, you know, side of it. So he takes Kasha Hirhurim Yoser Menamasim, you know, not just as a behavioral thing, but literally. And he's very critical of the Ramban, which we discussed then, which we don't have in our canon of the Ramban, but he had in his, where he writes, Aval harava gadol haramban pirish hirhuri avera kashin mi'avera, achar mais avera, shekivin shas avera kvar, v'odu maharar ba, b'zeu kashin miguf avera atzma. Aval kodem mais avera, inon shakasha, v'inon enosh klal, shari omer razal, machshav ara, ena kardesh baruch mitzar fel maisa, v'inon nena shaleha, Elim Kain Hoysa Makshabas of Adazara, Nirmidasa Ravki, Kivin Shihir Hur Enoch, Bain Ena Biada Adam, Ein Lobaza Onesh, Kode Maisa Avera. And, you know, he's Vedza Tema, Kilamalo Yenushbir Hura. The point I want to make is that in his presentation, Ala Torah, in his presentation in the Katakemah, he's very consistent with the view that Hirhurim are central, and in his critique of the Ramban, who he thinks downplays them. Now, as we discussed then, either the Ramban downplays them because he really believes that, or this is an accurate report, that would certainly work with the view in the Ramban that we saw echoes of in Sefer Mitzvos, in the beginning of his presentation, in the beginning of Vayikra, and the end of his presentation in Vayikra, which is to see Ola vis-a-vis chatas, you know, as a mechaper, but a mechaper in lesser averos. But according to that middle view of the Ramban, that v'nirtzalo refers to ritzui agavra, that view, and the one that it's limited to mezid, what I would say is that the Ramban also agrees with Rabbeinu Bechai. He just thinks that hirhurim that also express themselves in maisim are even deeper, more noxious or toxic, spiritually toxic hirhurim, and those are the ones that particularly need uprooting. But anyway, this whole discussion, I just wanted to point out, both hashkafically and halachically, really highlights again everything that we've been talking about. I guess the two opposite, you know, perspectives, the two opposite views of the Ramban, but the two opposite views in the Rishonim, more generally. Similarly, the Netziv, in his Perush al Atar, which I told you to look at the time, and I believe I have here on my somewhat crowded desk, or behind my crowded desk, the Tziv has a terrific line where he says that the need for, that the Ola always addresses things that interfere with a person's ability to internalize Das Hashem. That's just a very remarkable, line. So he says the following, L'chaper alav, I mentioned this part already, Bezrika, again, Benirtzalo is the smicha, Moel Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yisratzalo, and the L'chaper is the zrika. Then he adds, V'zeu pshat ha-mikra. The kapara of Ola, now he's talking about, Ba al eza avon sheben adam la-shamayim, also interesting, Sheze goreim heder koach lahasig das elokim. Then it's a fascinating formulation. Then it says that the Ola refers to things that constitute hirhurim or other things that constitute an obstacle to a person's being able to attain the level of hasagas das elokim. Normally that would not be something that you would expect would generate a requirement of kapara. But the point is that, again, the Ola is touching on the most ambitious, in a way, the most aspirational parts of Avodas Hashem. Umimela ein tefila miskabeles kol kach, uboha Ola l'ratzoso l'fnei Hashem. V'zed dvar Hoshea Hanavi, who says, ki chesed chafatzti v'lo zevach, right? And then it says, V'das Elokim me'olos. So the way that the Netziv understands the Pasuk is that somehow Zevach makes up for, you know, shortcomings, ben adam l'chavero, behaving cruelly or doing you know, things that, you know, undercut chesed. But olos refer to the obstacle to Das Elokim. The Ikar Chefetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Korban Ola Hu Shiyasig Das Elokim V'lo Gufa Ola. And then he says, L'Halon Reish Parshas Tzav Yivuar Yoser Ein Masha Kasavti B'Sefer Shmos Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Beis Yud Beis. Everybody knows that Netziv is a very remarkably consistent thinker. He has all his schemes, you know, worked out, and you know, he's always reinforcing them in everything that he writes across his different books, in his different books. But it's fascinating that for him, just like for Rabbeinu Bechai, it's about Hirhor and Seichel, the highest expressions of man's ability. So too for the Netziv, it's about Hasagas Das Elokim, of the Ola. So these are fascinating expressions of the idea that we have been expanding on and focusing on. As for some more just specific ha'aros, just to add for a minute, Simcha mentioned to me the other day that Rashi in Tainus on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, like Tosas Shantz on the Sifra, and a few other Makoros as well, also seems to project the idea that Shlamim, that the Smicha on Shlamim should be accompanied by Vidui. That's the Rashi in the story of Choni Hamagol in Tainus. Actually, it's interesting that the Netziv, right before that piece, makes reference to this as well. I think I still have it here. I'll get back to it in a second. But the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph tells the famous story of Choni Hamagol. At one point, he suggested that in order to stop the rain, they needed to bring a korban. And the way they have it is, the Gemara says that. One second. Amar lahem kach mikublani. This is Tainus Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. She'ein mispalim arova tova Apopikain, Havioli Par Hoda'a, right? Bring me a Par Hoda'a, which Pashtus means a Korban Todah. Havilo Par Hoda'a, Samach Shtei Yadav Alav, V'Amar Lefanav, Rabona Shalom, Amche Yisrael Shal Tesa, Mimilov Baruch Peranus, Ka'asta Aleim Enim Nicholim Lamod, Hishpat Aleim Latov Enim Nicholim Lamod, Hiram Tzomo Fanecha, Sheyipsuku Akshamim, Ye Rebach Ba'olam. Intercede, you know, for us as well. Be good if we could do that. Anyways, Rashi, discussing what it is that took place, Parhoda says, Lhisvados alav. 1 second, just make sure in emergencies. Parhoda, Lhisvados alav, Vinasalos smicha, Veheviu shlamim. So the Rashi certainly seems to say that although this was a korban shlamim, the smicha was a vidui rather than a hodah. Again, it's interesting if you look in the back, if you look in the side, in the Oz v'Hadar Gemaras, they have different girsos. They point out that this is a big discussion among the different girsos. Ein gvur sarim, mitzvah eitzan, tofos re'im, ein b'marsha. I mean, they're all discussing this question in the back, in the mitzvah eisan, just to highlight it. He says, "V'kasha the shlamim ein tzarich vidui, k'mosha kasa v'rambam, v'prat l'fimasha kasa v'turei aben, parak based in Megillah, the vidui alfina mishum d'ksiv v'hu kapara, the gomar mipar yom kippur, the kapara didei b'dvarim, the gabe shlamim alok siv kapara." Shuvar Isi B'Sefer, V'Shev HaKohen. Everybody remember V'Shev HaKohen? Bring back good memories from, the Kohen has to be Shochet in the Midbar. Okay. Shehir Gish Meharambam, because of the Rashi Cholek, V'Linir Alpima Shekosov B'Sefer Chidushi Agados, Ophilchus Megillah, L'Das Rashi Mizmar L'Soda, She'omer Makorban Toda, interesting. So that's something that Simcha brought to my attention. I thank him for that. And if you look at the Netziv that I was mentioning before, so the Netziv discusses, again, the role of Ola in an Ace Ratzon, again, relevant to our situation in a way. He says as follows. This is the previous pasuk in Vayikra. Nira inyan aparshahu, dine kishayachid nitzrach letfila leza tzara, rachman alitzlan, uchidome, hayamevi ola, umispalal akara vidui, veritsui damim. Kamoshakasa parshas emar, beparshas ish ish mi beis Israel, belzen emar lirtson chem. Aval matzibur tzrichim l'tfila, mivin korban ola, v'nosnim liyachid, sheyavi kedin olas yachid, v'hu yispala l'aleim. V'chein ha'i b'shmul anavi, k'shebikshu mimenu, al techarash mimenu, mizok al Hashem, v'yikach shmuel, right, tleh, right, and so on. V'achakach v'yazek, v'yizak shmuel al Hashem ba'ad Yisrael. V'chein ha'i b'bay sheni b'tay nischav gimol, Bechoni Amagol, Sh'amar lahem, Havioli, Par, Hoda, Pirush Rashi, L'hizvados alav, V'yasalo smicho, V'hevielo shlamim. And then he puts in brackets, then it writes, V'hoda Pirush Rashi, Sh'ayya shlamim, V'lo Pirush, Sh'ayya ola, Sh'atzibur mevien, Nira mishum shadiek, Par Hoda, Mashma Par, Mesugalazev, Hakorban, V'hainu Toda, Halamanu, Sh'atzibur mevien, Amosrin liyachid, Shu Godlador Lahavi Kemo Yachid, Nimsa Inyan Korban Nedava, Dumulat Fila Shmonesra Bismanazeh, Shabismanazesh Eza Yachid Nitzrach Ledavar Lispala Hashem, Umubarhaki Shemavin Inyan Tfila Lama Lifne Hashem, Harizim Ispal Liatzmo, and that if you have an issue for the Tzibor, you take a Talmud Chacham Miskabel Yoser and you ask him to be the person, you know, who leads. Anyway, it's a fascinating nitziv, very actually lemaisa. The bigger point I want to make is that the nitziv is troubled why it is that it wasn't a korbanola rather than a korban in the case of Choni Amagol. So it's interesting, meaning Rashi is saying it was a shlamim, but they did smichan vidui. And the nitziv is saying, well, we understand where Rashi gets it from, but one might have thought that the whole thing would have been a korbanola since it was an eis tzara, and it was kind of a broader like approach to the whole issue. So I just think it's a, in the aggregate, the whole discussion again highlights the points and the issues that we've been discussing. It's also, of course, in a way, parallel opposite of the Minchas Chinuch that I mentioned the other day, where the Minchas Chinuch says, I think I mentioned that that's in Kuf Tes Vav Dalid, that it's pashut to him that if you had somebody bringing a korban ola and he had to do smicha on it, but he was confident that he had no outstanding averos, right? Venira pashut. This is kuf tes vav sif katan dalid. Venira pashut dem ein biyada avonase omer lev divrei shir kamocha kasav rambam bishlamin. However, he says it's just not likely based on the Gemara in Zvachim that ein adam yisrael sheinu mechuyev asei im kein mizvada bestam alasei b'cholinyan. So again, it's very fascinating that we find some shlamims that get vidui, especially if they're brought in a context of an eis tzara like Choni Amagol. Again, did he hold like the Rash always, or you know, is that more particular? And then you find some olas that are treated like shlamim. It's also interesting to look at the Midrash Chinuch in light of the one that I mentioned yesterday, the debate between the Magen Avraham and the Minchas Chinuch, where the Magen Avraham says that if you do a fir miskaper on a mitzvah sasei mikufyal yidechatas, that the ola that you bring afterwards is a pure doron. You don't need the ola for kapara mikiva. It's enough for the chatas to have neutralized the asei mikufya. That was the Magen Avraham's view in Siman Aleph Sif Katan Ches. And I was pointing out that the Minchas Chinuch disagrees and thinks that ein adoma chatas mikufya and ola mikiva. So that's an interesting debate. And that ola mikiva is always preferable. But it's just interesting in light of the other Minchas Chinuch that there can be circumstances in which ola really is a pure doron, meaning that it's almost like a shlamim and doesn't play any role beyond that. These are not a stira in Minchas Chinuch. It's just interesting one in light of the other. So there are some interesting, once you start putting some of the topics and some of the shitos together, it's interesting to note some of the things that emerge from it. With respect to, I wanted to add one other point between kaparas esin mikufial dechatas and ola mikiva, in addition to the Magen Avraham and Minchas Chinuch and so on and so forth, there's an interesting comment of the Zevach Toda in Zvachim in the sugya there in Zayin Omer Aleph, this sugya that chatas is mechaper mikufya. The Zevach Toda suggests that even if chatas is mechaper mikufya, it can only be mechaper on esin that you violated b'shogeg. But if you violated an asei b'mezid, right, that always requires an ola. So, of course, that too is very fascinating. I don't think everybody has to agree with that. I mean, the logic behind it is clear. The logic assumes that a chatas doesn't have any power, you know, on mezid. What it could have disagreed only by saying, well, chatas, in what it mostly targets, which is a Maisavera, which is Chayv Kares or Malkus. So then, of course, it only has the ability to be Mechaper B'shogei. But if we're talking about a lesser violation, if Chatas is a stronger Mechaper than Ola, and we're talking about something which objectively is a lesser violation, then why maybe Chatas can be Mechaper Mikufya, at least Mikufya, even Essen B'mezid, if you just plug it into the hierarchy. And I think that that is definitely, you know, the view of many of the Mefarshim. What the Zevach Toda seems to be saying is one of two things, or both, and that is, that doesn't work that way. Chatas has zero power on Mezid. All of its firepower is restricted to Shogeg. Therefore, anything of Mezid is just out of its purview. It also might be an implicit acknowledgement, and this is where it might have impact on the Magen Avraham Ola issue, and that is that, of course, you know, Chatas can have some effect on Essen, but it's always going to be inferior to Ola, because it's through it as a Maisavera, right? But not in terms of, you know, the status of the Gavra. And therefore, by definition, you know, it just doesn't work the same way. So either one or both of those points is at root of this comment of the Zevach Toda. But of course, in light of the debate between the Ramban and the Rash, where the Ramban said that even Ola is only Mechaper Mezid. Again, the Zevach Toda is particularly fascinating because he's saying Chatas only is Mechaper Mikufya for Shogeg. Right, but if you combine that with the Ramban, who says Ola is only Mechaper Mikiva, the Mezid, right? Then, of course, you have the Rash, whose view was that it's a Filo B'mezid, for Ola's Mechaper and Essen a Filo B'mezid, but implying Kol Shekein B'shogeg. So all these issues, again, we don't need to flesh them out in more detail because we now totally understand what we're talking about, I hope. But they become just totally different. They take on a totally different coloration and meaning and significance in light of everything that we've been doing. Having said that, two other ha'aras are brought to my attention, or three maybe, just quickly. One was that when we talked about this, you know, more complex view about Ola and the different formulations, we've seen a bunch of them already. So I think it was Binyamin, right? Binyamin, I see Yoni. Yeah. Binyamin brought to my attention the other day, I think I didn't get a chance to mention it yet, the where are you, Binyamin?
Yeah, I'm here. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah. Loud and clear.
Okay.
Which is good. Yeah. So the Ritva on Yud Zayin Amud Beis also, and by the way, it's very reminiscent of the formulation that I quoted on Sunday, from the Meiri. The Meiri was discussing the problem, why can you be Makriv and Ola La'achar Misa? Oh, it was yesterday, I'm sorry. Why can you be Makriv Ola La'achar Misa, but you can't be, for example, there's no Kapara La'achar Misa. So the Meiri says in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel Amadeis, there's a difference between Kapara on an Avon Yadua, right, and Ritzui Esten, which is, you know, not Yadua. He doesn't mean by Yadua, you know, whether it's known to you or not, although he probably also means that. But he really means specific, meaning does it target something specifically? Because again, one way to look at Ola is that it targets every single outstanding assay that you have. That's all. The chiddush is that it can do more. It can do many at once, and maybe even Lachar Afrasha. But at the end of the day, of course it targets each one. You know, it lines them up like, you know, ducks, you know, in a line, and it takes out each one. But the point of the Meiri and the things that we've been seeing is, no, probably that's not the way it works. The reason it can do mispar, and it could, you don't even know about them, or if you do know about them, it isn't addressing each one separately. It's collectively or holistically, better way to say it, addressing the Gavra. Anyway, so the Ritva also has a very nice formulation on this, referring it to the Gemara Makos, that says line Adraba Chatas Va'asham Chamiri relative to Ola Shekain Mechap. You have it there, Yoni Yona. I'm sorry, not Yona. Binyamin. Sorry.
Yeah, I
get Yoni in there in a minute. I see Yoni's like they're like on two sides of my screen. Does everybody have the same screen that I have? Order? No. It's part of the like infinite combinations. It's an amazing thing. Okay. I'm just trying to figure this all out. I'm going to write I'm writing a scientific paper on it, you know, when it's all over. My impressions. Yeah, go ahead. Binyamin, you have the line?
Yeah. Perish mashtein kain be'ola. Sheba'a b'nedava, ve'af agav dechsiv ba v'nirtzalo l'chapir alav, ve'amrinim b'sifrei shemechaperas al aseh v'alo tasei, mikol makom enam boim l'chapir al davar yadua, ela she'akasiv mavtiach she'chapir lo b'doron zeh al aseh v'alo tasei. V'chin ma'a she'amur b'hagada shemechaperas al hirhuri haliv, al haderach hazuhi.
Right, so number one, connecting the hirhurim, like Ramban and others, and certainly Rabbeinu Bechaye, that this isn't like, you know, some separate makor, separate Yerushalmi, separate Medrash, a different daya, you know, or something on the peripheral. But on the contrary, the same reason it works on Hirhurei Alev is the reason that it works on Essen and Los Haseis, particularly Los Haseis. But the idea is that it is, number one, it remains in a Dava. That's crucial. Ein Ba L'chaper Al Davar Yadua. But the cause of Mavtiach, that Bidoronze, you'll also get this Kiyum. So again, this is, I think, a great, together with the Meiri and some of the other formulations that we've been seeing, it's really an excellent formulation of exactly what we have been trying to say. Again, we've seen it in Rashi's. I think we're seeing it a bunch of times in the Rambam, Me'olam, you know, some of the other things. as well. Okay, so that's very important. With respect to the Rambam, I just want to add a couple of words also. First of all, Josh Appel correctly pointed out the other day, we were talking about the Rambam's view on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, tried to show that he reread the Gemara, has a different explanation of why it is that you're a bar minah in the case of Chatas. The Gemara's explanation, he created a new case for within Ola, and that he drops, he never ever mentions in all of Mishnah Torah that Chatas is Mechaper Bikufya on Esther. And I thought all those three were connected, as well as the language of Me'olam La'avar Mitzvah Saseh, that is connected to the Rambam in Ma'aser Karbanos. I'm just going to mention a few others as well. But Josh did mention something correct, and that is that I said that the Rambam totally created halacha, what is it, Yudalid. He created that case, Josh?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the point?
The Rambam might have, there's a Tosfos which has a different gear, so the Gemara, that instead of Chatas, we're actually talking about Ola. And yeah. The Kesef Mishnah thinks the Rambam had that Kirsa.
Yeah, so that should just be aware of that. But the Kesef Mishnah invokes Tosis on Zion in Zvachim, that maybe there was also a different Kirsa. But of course, it doesn't completely account, you know, for the discrepancies in the Rambam, you know, between Tess and Yadalid, or for the Rambam's omission of Mikufya. All of these remain extremely problematic. Okay. Having said that, I just want to spend another minute or two on the on the Rambam. And that is to point out that in addition to Maisa Karbanos per Gimel, which you did extensively with the whole discussion of the Radvaz and the Shlamim and so on and so forth, then Psulei HaMikdashim Perek Tesvav, which we did, we're talking about now, Tes and Yadalid, etc., we also discussed the Rambam's omission, which is even more striking for the way that he formulates it, in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, and the Mishnah in Yuma, in Masachet Yuma Pehe Umed Beis. But I wanted to add is that also the Rambam's, I'm just repeating now things we've instead of putting him in better context, the Rambam's presentation in Maisa Karbonos, Paragimel Halacha Dalid, and in Hilchos Shgagos, Paragimel Halacha Zayin, further reinforce the bigger perspective, you know, that we've been adducing from his broader shita. Because as we recall, and this is how we got into this sugya, we spent a couple of days on it, but the Gemara in Chulin has a havamina that maybe we should be mechalik between Ola and Chatas, right? Evan? With regard to what?
With regard to Mikem. But,
exactly. Me'am Ma'aretz or Mikem, you know, whether Momar is going to be able to bring a carbon. Right, so the Gemara's Havamina, Evan, was to be Mechalek in either direction. And what's the Maskana?
That Michem would apply to Chatar and not to Ola, the Daron versus Lo Daron.
That was Havamina. But in the end, it sounds like the Halacha applies to both.
Yeah.
Correct? But where the route, there are still two ways to formulate that Maskana, right? You could formulate the Maskana by saying, Kamashmal, there's no difference between them. Right, Evan? Or?
Or the answer, or the difference between them is not, or Ola works, it does the difference between them isn't enough to trigger
There are differences between them, but they still share this outcome. Correct?
Yeah.
So that's a pretty subtle, that's a pretty subtle difference in the Maskana. You know, if you could interview somebody, you know, an exit interview, you know, if we could, like, you know, get the Rishon in here, or the, you know, Tanoim or the Amoraim, and ask them, like, what do you mean by the Kamashma? What's the Tzrichasan? You know, in the end, that would be great. But absent that, we need to either find formulations, right, or Nafkamina, right, to justify, you know, a conclusion, you know, that makes this subtle distinction between, you know, Kamashmalan, there are differences, they are relevant, but still this din is mostly common to both. Or Kamashmalan, the factors are irrelevant and they're pretty much the same, even, and vis-a-vis this halacha, it's all one and the same. So Yoni said, I get you in, right? Yoni?
Yep.
So what do you think about the Rambams? We don't have the exit interview exactly. Maybe he makes the exit interview unnecessary. What do you think?
The one in Maisa Karbonos?
Maisa Karbonos, Chagos, one or both. Again, it's not like a colossal proof, but just an impression. Does he continue to emphasize both, or does he just present it as one?
It sounds like it's presented as one.
Yeah?
I think.
So I don't think so, but let's look. What is it, Gimel Dalet?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, remember that the Rambam quotes this halacha in both places. That doesn't have to prove so much. But he definitely does, right?
Yeah.
In Shgagos, he refers back to Maisa Karbonos. But in Maisa Karbonos, Yisrael Shu Meshum Elavod, does he have it there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yisrael Shu Meshum Elavod Azara, O Mechal Shabbos Varhesia, E Mechablin Menu Karbon Klal, Afilu Ho Ola Shem Mechablin Otamina Nachrim, E Mechablin Otamina Momar, Hazet.
Now, this here, I think it's an interesting question. Because he does say afilu.
Right.
The question is afilu only because of, maybe that's what you're trying to say, only because of the factor of mekablim mimenu min hagoy? So you might have said, well, when it comes to a non-Jew, that's one of the chigul, lo chilakti, right? It doesn't matter what his level of tzidkus is. So there is no chatas for a goy. There's only an ola for a goy. So you might have thought that, you know, in ola, there would be a difference. Kamashmala. Or is that just an additional element right?
Right.
So maybe that's the question. I think Yoni's understanding that the only reason we mention Afilo Ha'ola, right, is because Shemakablin Osamanagai, right, for that point. Maybe. But what's still striking then is the continuation. Go ahead.
Shenemar Adam Ki Akriv Mikem. Okay.
So here there's the second thing to say in light of the Mishnah Melech, and that is that there's something absent in the Rambam. Again, unless we want to emphasize the word, just, you know, Ketzad. Namely, what's absent? A parallel example.
For Ola.
For Ola. What about somebody who's a mumar to violate a particular atse or a lav shenita klase? Right? Is he also excluded? That's one of the things that we discussed. That's how we got into a lot of this with the whole Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech was saying, "Well, why not?" Right?
Right.
Yeah. And that you have the similar that is reinforced in Shkagos, where, again, it's interesting that Shkagos, I mean, Chatos is mentioned in Maisa Karbanos along with Ola. But in Paragimel Hukos Shkagos, right, there the emphasis is on Chatos. You have it there, Kfar Biarnu, even though it's Kfar Biarnu, but...
Right. Kfar Biarnu Behochos Maisa Karbanos Shamum Olavur Zara Olechal Shabbosos Befar Hesia. In the Kabbalah, we menu carbon klal, the Meshumala Avira, Misha Aviros, in the Kabbalah, we menu chatas al ota hachit, ketzar, mumar lecho chilev shacha chilev bishgaga, baby chatas so, in the Kabbalah, we menu adji yasser bichuba, afilu haya mumar lecho nevela leteabon, in the Khalif lo chilev bishuman vachlo, baby carbon, in the Kabbalah, we menu, Chemisha acha bezadon, bin lahachas, bin leteabon, are you Meshumar?
Yeah. So again, what's just interesting, again, it's not explicit.
Right.
It's pretty subtle. But everything in Shkagos is only about Chatas. Including, of course, again, that din, that Chiddush din of Mumar Laoso Davar. Now, it's also interesting that if you keep going in Ochos Shkagos Perigimel, right, the Rambam speaks about another, you know, a bunch of conditions of tshuva and this and that, which are mentioned for chatas and asham, in which Ola's omission is a little bit nikar. So, for example, Misha shagag v'hifrish chatas v'achak nishtamed v'chazer b'tshuva nishtata v'chazer v'nishtafa afa b'shenidcha korban b'netayim reizu chazer v'nira shein b'alechaim nidachim l'fikach yirenu atzma, right? All these halachos, which are basically the Zebach Rishoyim, Toeva, you know, Me'am Ha'aretz interface, right, are mentioned only with regard, so far, to Chatos. And then you continue on, again, halacha Tes and Yud Bey, have to turn a lot of pages because of the Mishnah Melech. Chai v'chatos v'ashamos v'adoin sh'avar lehm yom ha'kipurim. Chayavim lahavi la'achar Yom Kippur, right? Chayavim shamos tluichem mifnei Hashem titaru. Kach lomdu mipi Hashmua. Shekol chet she'ein makir al Hashem niskaper lo. Lefikach mishabali yad asafa gabir Yom Kippur. That, the whole question of Yom Kippur, and then halacha yud. Ein Yom Kippur melo chatas v'lashem mechaper nal ala shabim. Hamaminim bekaparasam. The point is that, and then halacha yud aleph, kol hasham l'shem b'tor makvin kapara chutz me'ashem nazir. all these halachos could have theoretically been expanded to include Ola as well. We have Hechatimtis and Ola that match them. By the way, what the Rambam does here is consistent with the Gemaras that he is drawing from. So it's important to know that, you know, as well. But since the Rambam never hesitates, you know, when he, when he needs to, he knows how to, you know, expand. So the fact that in some cases, you know, he's medayik that these dinim apply only to chatas and asham, I believe, once again, is l'shitaso in this larger discussion. Kyle, see Kyle on the, there's Kyle. How are you, Kyle?
Doing good, thank God.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. So this also, do you have the Rambam and Maaser Karbanos open?
I'm going to have your display.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could get to Yud Ches Tes for the minute, for a moment.
Second. Okay.
But that, I think, also is a great, the other Rambam talks about Shkutei Chutz.
Okay. Almost there.
I'm not sure if I gave you that one originally, but either way, it's a great one.
Yeah. All right.
So the again, the din of Shkutei Chutz, just for background for a second, is you never chai for Shkutei Chutz unless what you're doing is roi lepesach ol moed. Okay? So violation, now again, that's a tricky thing, obviously. What does that really mean? You know, there are various levels of roi l'ol moed. But in a broader, you know, way, you know, you can't violate Shkutei Chutz if you do something that is off the chart. It's like it doesn't register. It has no meaning. How much meaning, you know, how roi it needs to be, that's open to question. But it has to be somewhat roi l'pesach ol moed. Okay? Good. Kyle? So with that in mind, so the Gemara said, the Rambam says, look at halacha zayin. Shochan b'chutz m'chutz man begufo. Go ahead.
This is halacha zayin? Okay. Shochan
b'chutz. Yeah, zayin first. I'm really interested in tests. I just want the background of zayin.
All right. Just waiting for it to come up over here. I'm not sure if it's not.
Shacha b'chutz. Oh, you're on the computer.
And all right, here. Shacha b'chutz mechusar zaman gufo o bebalim hoyel v'inu ru'i ata lavo b'fnim patur. Okay.
B'fnim patur. Yeah. Means if you want to violate Shkutei Chutz, which we don't, by the way, but in order to violate Shkutei Chutz, you have to do something that, you know, have to do a kosher avoda, basically. So if something is mechusar zman, so what, there's something called mechusar zman begufo, like the animal isn't old enough. But there's also something called mechusar zman bebailim. That's halacha tes. Now read halacha tes, Kyle.
Be'ezahu mechusar zman bebailim, korban shadayin lo yigia zman ba'alav lahakrivo. Ketzad? Hazav hazav avayoledah sheshachatu chatatam b'chutz b'toch yimei sfira p'turin. V'chein mitzora sheshachat chatato v'ashamo b'chutz b'toch yimei sfira p'tur.
Why? Because the chatas and nashim tog zmano, right, they don't do anything. Shadayin.
Shadayin lo niru bali korbanot ha'ilu l'kapara. Aval im shachatu olotayin b'chutz b'toch yimei sfira chayavin. Sha'ola doronu v'achatat v'asham hi ikar kapara v'chein nazir sheshachat chatato.
Okay, no, that's fine. Sha'ola Doronhu, I think is the only time that the Rambam formulates Ola as a Doron in Mishnah Torah, I think. V'chatas v'ha'asham hein ikar ha'kapara. But notice he didn't say, right, that they're the sole kapara. So once again, the Rambam is very careful, very nuanced, very consistent. And I think that this also is the view of the Ram, at least in Yad HaChazaka, with regard to another issue that we want to talk about again for another couple of minutes. And that is the din of Mimashkinan. Okay? David? Actually, I haven't seen David Schwartz. David Schwartz, okay? Is David Schwartz with us? No? I maybe have another page here. But I meant David Gelbtoch for the moment. See, I have so many other names here.
Okay. Yeah, Trambam.
Yeah. So before we get the Mimashkina, I want to talk about Mimashkina for a minute. So the let's talk about Mimashkina. What is the din of Mimashkina? We mentioned it the other day. The Mishnah in Erchin, and the Chaf and Aleph. David? Says that Mimashkinan Be'ola, Chayve Erchin Mimashkinan. You have that? Chatos Vashamos Ein Mimashkinan. Got it? David? Okay, I'll read it. So, Chayvi Erchen Mashkinan, Chatos Vashamas Einu Mashkinan, right? Olasu Shlomi Mimashkinan. Right, that's the Mishnah. Afal Pi She'ein Miskaperlo, Ad She Yisratze. So, again, the Mishnah itself. David, got it? The Mishnah itself seems to provide dialectical information. On the one hand, it says that there's some distinction regarding Mashkinan. On the other hand, it says about Ola also, but it says actually about Ola Sushlamim, Ein Miskaperlo Ach Afopishein Miskaperlo Ach Yisratze. Correct? Yeah. So Rashi, Alatar in Erchin emphasizes that there's no chiyuv to bring an ola. And by the way, the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos kind of goes in that direction as well. I'm going to read you that in a minute. Rashi on Chaf Aleph says that Afagav de Bishlamim Mikaperes Ase Ho Velav Chova Hi Aleha. So there's a bit of a psychological element to all this. Not Shlom, it should say Ola, right? And that's the gears, Nusach Acher. Right. Afopi da ase, the Ola, the Chaperis ase. Right, lo chashav, he doesn't consider it in his asi lashuyeh. David?
Yeah.
You with me? Okay. So Rashi, it's hard to know what to make of it, but he definitely seems to say there's no chiyuv to bring an ola. Correct? Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, likewise, in Erchin, this I didn't give you to look at it all. I'm just adding it for, it seems like the Rambam changed his mind. The Rambam says, "Aval ha'olos v'ashlamim kivin she'ein b'hem kapara efshar she'yisrash l'b'hem." Then he goes on to say, however, what about an ola, you know, which is ma'akev, like in Metzora? If you just look at the Rambam, Pirshei Mishnayos, and Rashi, you would get the impression that there is no serious kapara for ola, or at least no chiyuv. For the Rashi, for the Rambam, it sounds like there's no kapara. For Rambam, it sounds like there's no chiyuv. However, and indeed, this is also the view of Tosfos Bava Basra that we already read. Tosfos Bava Basra on Mem Ches Amud Aleph, when he comes to the conclusion that Ola is not mechaper on Esa Mikiva, only Mikufya, right? That same Tosis of Baba Basra is working off the principle of Mimashkinon. Because if there really was a Chiyuv to bring it, if there was really Kapara, if it was Kapara Mikiva, then there would be an obligation to, I don't have it here. There would be an obligation to bring it. So Tosus in Rashi is kind of in between. Pirsha Mishnayis and Tosus and Baba Basra understand the Mishnah in an extreme way. Right? Tosus in Rosh Hashanah, on the other hand, on Vav Omer Aleph, seem to say something in between. The Tosus in Rosh Hashanah and Vav Amud Aleph says the following. One second. Asking the question, as he does in Bambasra, in a very frontal way. So again, Tosas and Rosh Hashanah doesn't say there's no kapara at all, but the fact that tshuva plays a more prominent role than the ola means that the olas mimashkinan. Okay? But the Rambam, David, what does the Rambam say about this? You have the Rambam?
Which Rambam?
On mimashkinan. Yud Dalid, Yud Zayin. I'm just trying to fill out the picture. Yud Dalid, Yud Zayin.
I don't believe I saw that one.
Didn't see that one? Anybody? Raziel, you see it? No?
I didn't see that one either.
Got it. Who's there? Raziel? Tzvi? Anybody have that? Moshe, you have it?
I had it, Yoram.
Yeah, go ahead. Yudalad Yudzayan. How come I don't see you?
Don't see me?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Kol chayvei olos ushlamim.
Kol chayvei olos ushlamim mashkinan osan. Afal pishayim miskaper lo at shirata shenemar lirtsono kofen oso at shiom rotani. Aval chayvei chatos vashamos even mashkinan osan. Hold him miukuve kapara.
Miukuve kapara.
In question, Laham Shema Yeshu Yeshu Kabar
saying. Okay. So what is this Rambam saying?
His emphasis is on the Afalpi of the Mishnah, the fact that even he does emphasize the Afalpi of the Mishnah, that there is Ritsoi Lertono by Ola, but he thinks by Chaybechatos, it's not just the fact that they're Mechaper, but it's that their kapara is Ma'akev.
It's Ma'akev kapara.
Yeah.
Or the Mukve Kapar. That almost is the same language as the one about Shchutei Chutz. Right?
Yeah.
Which he calls a Doron. Okay. So basically, Bikitsur, to sum up, if you look at the Rambam throughout, you certainly get the very, very strong impression that he is straddling, two extremes, that he's trying to project Ola as being different than Chatas and Asham in a qualitative way, but he's also not perceiving it, you know, as merely a Dorom Bialma, but understands it to be a different methodology of Kapara. Kiyum, not a Chiyuv. A Ritsu, not a Kapara. Probably a Din Gavra rather than a Din connected to the Maisa Aveira. And again, this explains the absence in Hilchos Tshuva and the other puzzles that we spoke of as well. Again, a similar formulation or a similar debate regarding the Tshuva issue, just to conclude pretty much with that. I mentioned the Or Zeruah the other day. Again, the problem being the Gemara says in the end of Yoma, right? Pei Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara in Zvachim Dav Zayin, the Gemara in Shavuot Staf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that Lo Zazim Misham, you know, when you do tshuva for mitzvah, say Lo Zazim Misham Ad She Imoklin Lo. And the question is, how does that fit in with the other evidence that Ola plays some role? Sounds like you don't need Ola, you have tshuva. So earlier, when we started the sugya, we read from the Moshe of Zkenim, right? And we pointed out that you know, the Moshe of Zkenim has extreme views. So one of his views is that tshuva is only mechaperes mikufya, and it's Ola which does the heavy lifting. Ola's mechaperes mikiva. But the other view, of course, is what we just read in Tosas and Rosh Hashanah, right? And that is that Ola's mechaperes mikufya, because tshuva is mechaperes mikiva. And that also seems to be the view of the Or Zeruah. There's a famous tshuva, the Or Zeruah, in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Beis. I didn't give you this, I'm just going to just read the line. I made reference to it the other day. The reason it's famous because it's a, you know, it's a question. Adam Shaharag Nefesh B'Shogeg Im Yachal Lasos Shliach Tzibur. Very fascinating question. Right, the parallel to the issue of Nesias Kapayim and a Kohen. Anyways, in the context of this tshuva, Yor Zeruah says, V'hadamar perakama de zvachim, v'perakama de yoma, u'beshivuos nami, chayvi aseyim asa tshuva ein zazni shamad shemochem lo, haynu shemochem lo gam guf ha'avon, she'en atzorech lo tzom v'lo korban lehiskaper. Meaning, this is the view that tshuva gemura, k'dama rava ola doronhi, Aval Shara Veros Miskaper the Market Islay Market Islay Hainu Akolish etc. And Rosh Hashanah thinks that Tshuva is, you know, does practically everything or everything. He even takes the view here, like the other view of the Moshe of Zkenim, and that is that Ola is merely a Daron. But again, that doesn't seem to work with the Rambam or Thrashi, you know, the other things that we saw. And consistent with that, just to add one other Rashi, when the Gemara and Daf Pei Tes, Amud Aleph, Lior, I say Lior is there, right?
Yeah. So,
on, what's the Sugan Zvachim on Pei Tes, Amud Aleph?
We saw it was talking about all the different kinds of Korbona. With regards to...
Excellent. The order. Yeah, you're 100% right. So what is the order issue? Dam Chatos is prior to Dam Ola, white, right, Lior?
Yeah, because it's Meratze.
That's Meratze. The implication being that Ola is not Meratze, right? But there's an interesting Rashi there. What does Rashi say?
Dam chata kodem l'dam ha'ola im shnei hen shchotin be'omdin lizarek.
Wait. No. I'm interested in the Rashi on the Mishnah.
Yes.
Two words. Shehumaratza. Yeah. Got it? Oh. What do you make of it?
So it sounds like maybe there is some ritsui to an ola, but...
It sounds like Rashi is very defensive. He doesn't want to read the Mishnah Kipshuto. Right, Lior?
Yeah.
Okay. Meaning, the Mishnah Kipshuto sounds like there's no kapara. Rashi thinks, but there is kapara. There's ritsui. It's only that. The Mishnah uses a language, as we pointed this out the other day, of ritsui. Right? I mean, the Torah says Vinir Tzolo. So how does Rashi solve it, Lior?
Well, he seems to be implying that there is some ritsui, it's just not as much as a chata would offer.
Yeah, it's to distinguish between the ritsui gadol required of Chayvei Krisus and Misas Bezdin, and we'll call it the ritsui katan, you know. So is this a quantitative difference, or is this about our distinction between the Maisa Aveira and Ritzui Agavra? Hard to know. But clearly, this is exactly what Rashi is navigating. There's another Rashi, this I didn't give you to look at, on Nun Amud Aleph, almost the same. If you look on Zvachim, on Nun Amud Aleph, so Dibra Maskel Ola. So the Gemara, the Rashi there says Ola. Again, the Gemara there seems to say that to regard to the requirement of tzafon, trying to figure out what needs tzafon, you know, shkita b'tzafon in the Zara. So Rashi explains, Ola legabe chatas v'asham lo chashiva kaparas ase dide kapara. All right? Ola legabe chatas v'asham Lokshiva kapara saseh didei kapara. In a relative way, if you're comparing to the kapara of chatas and asham, then ola's kapara doesn't register. But that's relative. So again, quantitatively or qualitatively, hard to say. But in the end of the day, it's the distinctions that we're talking about. It means chiyah versus kiyum. It means, you know, Kalin versus Kamurin. It means Gavra versus Maisa Aveira, or all three, or two of the three. Hard to know.
Have a question on that?
What's that? Sure.
Yeah, just also like for the Rambam about Mashchinan, like why, I understand, if Ola, if the role of the Kapar of the Ola is to take care of Risa Gavra, so why is that not just as pressing as the Kapar of Chatos? Like, why don't we also trust him?
Well, I guess the point is that, you know, I wouldn't say it's not as pressing, you know, existentially, but I think that there is an element, a psychological element for everybody here. Now, the din of mimashkinan is like we don't need to be mimashkinan because everybody understands, you know, this is a very crucial, you know, kind of requirement. Right. No one's going to leave, you know, outstanding Maisa Averas on their permanent record. They're going to be motivated, you know, to take care of that, you know, simply by virtue of, you know, of the record itself. But the things that are more, you know, innocuous looking because they're more kal, or because you don't address them, you know, there's like no neon, you know, light. You know, didn't, you know, build the sukkah. You know, didn't pick up the lulav. Because it kind of all, right, integrates into not capitalizing or maximizing, not conducting, you know, oneself, you know, as if he's an enthusiastic, committed bentora, Oved Hashem. I mean, there are always more, you know, and it's also not a neon red signs, and it's not specific. That doesn't mean it isn't outstanding, but in terms of that requires more encouragement because it is more subtle, and because even specifically, you know, it's less momentarily threatening. I think that's the idea.
But I'm saying for like the din also here of like kadima, if it's a qualitative difference, so then why is the ola any less? Why is it like the ola's kapara relative to the chatzos's kapara is?
For the no, because it is ola. Still, meaning ola doesn't have the capacity to do what chatzos does, and the more immediate threat is. Meaning, I'm glad you're asking that question because, you know, it. I guess it reflects that we've succeeded somewhat in projecting the idea of kapara sagavra as being something that is very crucial. And that's why I began today's share with Rabbeinu Bechai and the Netziv and so on to try to highlight that, you know, even further. But what you see from the Kadima and from the Mamashkinan, again, Mamashkinan is certainly more psychological. Certainly the Kadima is more objective. But what you see is that in terms of being like an immediate specific threat, you have to always, you know, neutralize, you know, the things that are blinking first. And, you know, that doesn't mean they're more important in the bigger picture, but sometimes, you know, they take priority. So, I think that's the answer. Okay. Two other points, just very, very quickly. So just in connection with this mitzvah say idea, and again, another formulation which is clearly straddling and so on, I didn't give this to look at either, but Rabbeinu Yonan in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonan also has an interesting formulation. This is Dalid Vav, when he quotes the you know, the various madregos of violations, which he's very into. It says, V'omra, v'senu l'tronu l'vracha, olam mechaperes al misha avra al mitzvah saseh. And then he adds, achar hatshuva, ki amnam niskaper avono b'tshuva, acha ola tosif al kaparaso, v'yosif lehisratzos ba, el Hashem yizbarach. Okay, one more time. Ki amnam niskaper avono b'tshuva, acha ola tosif al kaparaso, v'yosif lehisratzos ba, el Hashem yizbarach. So I don't know whether he's saying, you know, there's a kind of a maisa vera aspect of a mitzvah saseh, and that's what you neutralize with tshuva. But then when it comes to the gavra part, lisratzos ba, you know, that's the tosefes tshuva of ola. But again, he too is struggling. And by the way, the very next piece, Zion, is od amru, according to the Rishalmi, ola mechaperes ala ola al ruach b'nei adam, behiru haleva machsheva suaveros. Quoting the Eov, you know, ulai chatu banai, uberchu Elohim bilvavam. So, again, what you see consistently is the Rishonim really, you know, in very fine, you know, formulating, you know, style, you know, trying to make these distinctions, you know, trying to acknowledge that, you know, there's a difference between Chatos and Asham on the one hand and Ola, you know, but at the same time, that Ola does belong to the world of Kapara. Okay. One final ha'ara, just to leave you with, that is something that Asher brought to my attention yesterday, something to think about. Where's Asher? Asher, are you there?
Here.
Asher?
Yes.
Go ahead.
On
the hafrasha issue.
Oh, yeah, so just thought it was interesting.
Food for thought. Yeah.
That perhaps the, since an ola is a daron, maybe the hafrasha by an ola would dafka be more important. Maybe that fits with the idea that in terms of hakadasha, ola comes first. Because in terms of giving the cheftza over to Hashem, that might be b'shasaf rasha. Although in light of that, it's also more ironic that you would dafka have the idea of being mechaber anasei delachar afrasha by ola.
Yeah, so just a little background to this. That's what we were discussing a little bit after the shir yesterday. And that is, there is a lot of evidence, there's a lot of discussion whether or not, about the different stages of, you know, a korban. And hafrasha, or hakdasha, is that a din b'fnei atzmo? Is that just kind of a hachana, you know, to the hakrava? Or is that already considered like tchilas hahakrava in some respects? So without going into the details, that's like a very rich topic. There are a lot of interesting makoros that are suggestive of the exact role of hakdasha v'hafrasha, right, in karbanos. And of course, it's possible to be mechalek between different types of karbanos. So what Asher was pointing out was that the more you focus on actual kapara, let's say zrika, the avodos, right, the more you would think that the hakdasha and the hafrasha is just kind of a hagdama or something separate. But if the idea of ola is that it is a daron, right, and you know it's you know that aspect of it in itself, so you would think that the hakdasha and the hafrasha, you know, might be more central, might be more part of the process itself. So I thought that was a good ha'ara. I was just pointing out the irony, which is that, you know, it's interesting that you have this whole discussion whether or not ola can be mechaper la'achar afrasha dafka in ola. Now, the reason for that, of course, is because of what we've been saying, namely that, you know, it targets the gavra, you know, the specific inadequacies are just a reflection of the gavra, and if we can address multiple things, and, you know, even after the fact, because you aren't, you know, neutralizing or, you know, you're not taking out, you know, one assay at a time, etc. But at the same time, you might think, the more you think that the hakdasha v'afrasha is actually a part of the process and is like tchilas ha'akrava, the more you think that, you know, you might think dafka that has to be l'shem, you know, the particular ritzvi v'kapara. So I think that's an interesting dialectic that needs to be thought about, you know, more extensively. Parallel to that, we were discussing also, is the possibility that you could have kapara even achar shechita. What does that do to our whole discussion of, you know, whether shechita is really an avoda, whether it's an avoda in its own right, or at least b'toras, you know, the process of cheftza shel korban, right? How could you ever, you know, contemplate even whether it's an asham or special or an ola, or likely an ola, right? That there could be ritzui la'achar even shechita, never mind hafrasha. And especially in light of what I just said, or what we were discussing a second ago, like, you know, if hafrasha is a more prominent part of the process of ola dafka, so then, like, you know, isn't that a stira to hasilach hafrasha? But you do have the phenomenon, at least the Gemara, considering it in the case of shechita. So these are all factors to think about and to consider as well. Okay, that's that.
There's a in terms of Rashi.
Yeah.
So there's a Rashi in Zvachim on Dav Chav Tes.
Okay.
When the Gemara is discussing, I believe it's Baal Ta'acher, and comparing Bechor to other Kachim like Ola and Shlomim. So it says that Bechor is Lav Bar Hartza. So Rashi there says, Eino ba lechaper, aval kachim kegon ola shemechaperas al asei, ushlabim shemevin lidoron, litin shalom ben Yisrael, avim shabashemayim, ema, so they'd be more pasul. What does Rebbe think that that's important?
Where's the which Rashi is that?
It's Dibar Maschil de Lav Bar Hartzahu.
Just one second. Sounds important, but it sounds like it fits. One second. This is on the web, Kavtes.
Yeah, Amid Beis.
Yeah. Second. And. Ain't a bull of chaper. Right, a bull of kachim kagon ola shem chaperis al ase. Ushlamim shem mevian lidoron. Interesting. Litain shalom. Bein Yisrael avim sheba shamayim. Yeah, I do think. I think it fits in very well. Again, here Rashi is contrasting with Bechor, right? Which is, of course, you know, Kachem Kal, the whole different kind of a whole different group. But I think it's curious, especially that he also characterizes Shlamim as Doron. Even Shlamim is different than Bechor, right? Because Shlamim, in a way, you know, isn't all that different from what we're saying about Ola. You know, just that maybe it's not so much it didn't come, which is also maybe why, you know, you can have all those makoros that suggest that you can do vidui for tshuva, or it's appropriate for vidui b'tshuva, not just as an opportunity, but something having to do even with the shlamim itself. Shlamim is not bal chaper or leratos, but lahatil shalom bein avinu beinenu lavinu shema shemaim is certainly about the relationship part. Whereas Bechor and Meiser and so on, that's not about the relationship at all. So I do think, again, I think Rashi uses the word Mechaper there because he's starting off, you know, in the contrast, you know, with Bechor. But what we've been trying to show with Rashi's in the Zvachim, again, I think it fits very nicely with Peites. And I think it fits very in Zvachim, in other words. I think it fits very nicely with Nun Amud Aleph that we read today. I think it fits very nicely with Vav Amud Aleph, you know, as opposed to Zion with Beis, you know, where the word Doron, you know, is connected to Ritzui. And those other places where even acknowledging the hierarchy of Chatas and Hashem, you know, as opposed to Ola, but Ola still is a Mechaper. Thus, the added chiddush is that even Shlamim, you know, is about the relationship. That isn't really true about Bechor or Maaser Behema or etc. I'm not sure if that's what you were looking for, but that's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. That's a good Rashi. Okay, so this is a massive topic. We're going to move on. Let's just start because we have a few more minutes. Let's see. Seth? I see Seth is there. Good to see you, Seth.
Hi, Rabbi.
Do you mind taking over for a few minutes?
Whatever Rabbi wants me to do.
Oh, wow. Blank check. Blank check is always amazing. Okay. So go ahead. If you could just read for us for a minute, just the... the Chalipa Gemara. We're going to do a quick job on this. We'll raise the questions now. I want us ready next time, you know, moving on to the next Gemara. And there, Dalit Amud Beis. Seth.
Sorry, cut off for a second.
Just the Gemara again, very quickly for a second.
Dalit Amud Aleph. In Chulin.
The Raya from Chama Charlo, yeah, Chams and Shalav Ravera. I think that's what we're going to do next, right?
Perfect. Okay, I have it.
Great. We're on the same page?
Yes.
We really are, by the way.
Yes.
We're Zooming together. We're going to start Zooming, by the way. Although Zooming implies not going, does clear or does it imply like magnifying? Like, you know, in depth.
I think for our here definitely doesn't apply moving quickly.
Thanks a lot.
It's a good Zoom. It's in depth. It's a good thing.
Okay, thanks. But, okay. You know, we're going to try to Zoom a little in the other way, a little more.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Misayaya. What is it? Yeah. Just quickly, yeah.
Okay. Tanya de Misayelcha.
Omer Rabbanan L'Rava. You're right, you're right. Omer Dabba L'Shem Mamro. Yeah, Tanya de Misayelach.
Omer Rabbanan L'Rava. Tanya de Misayelach. Chamtun Tzay Shal Obrei Avera, Acher Pesach, Mutter Miyad, Mifnei Shem Achlifin. Savrua. Hamani, Rabbi Yehudihi, Damer, Chamtz Acher Pesach, Der Reisa. Bekatani, Mifnei Shehin Machlifin. Ama, Lo Shavikater, Vachle Surah. Mimai, Dilmar Rabbi Shimonhi, Damer, Chamtz Acher Pesach, Der Banan. Vachimakilin, Bidder Banan. Bidder Reisa, Lo Makilin? Bidehave Nami, Rabbi Shimon. Mikatani Shani Omer Hachlifu, Mifnation Machlifin Katani, Devadai Machlifin, Uma Bidir Banan Lo Shavakit Hitira Vachli Surah, Bidir Raisa Lo Kolshikin.
Okay. So that's part of our Shaklavataria. It also is very important as a paradigm, especially we were discussing the Ra'ah and the Rajba about, the parameters, let's say. The shiurim of, mitrach torah keter v'yachol isura, right? Meaning, the guy's a pretty good guy unless he has to expend a huge effort, or he's totally untrustworthy unless he has zero effort, to undertake. And what about the raya from chametz? So that part we did already. That's all fine and good. There's an interesting Rashi, Tosvos. The Chachmei Sfarad jump in. There's a Tosis in Avodah Zarah that we're just going to look at very quickly. What's that all about, Seth? What's the issue?
You want me to read one of them, or?
Yeah. But just tell me what we should look forward to. Like, what's the issue?
So we're going to try to figure out what the status is for the person that's selling the chametz, this Jew, is it usher for him also? And
chametz is usher
for him. Issues. This idea about using Isur Hanah, and to what extent can you really use them with the even after changing them, do they keep their status of being usher? And is it just a one time thing that you did as usher, or are we going to continue to have this tefisa of Isur on it?
Excellent. Very good. Exactly. You're putting a finger on all the issues. And we're interested, again, we're going to spend a few minutes on this. It's part of a massive, massive topic of Isur Hanah, Chilufei Isur Hanah, because you can understand it goes to the core of what Isur Hanah really is, right? So we are definitely interested also in putting our finger on what is Doraisa, what is Drabanan, and what kind of dinam are these things. And Rashi is the place to start, because, he's the one who who really formulated the problem here. Okay, go ahead. So read the Rashi quickly.
Mutter miyad v'yafa gav de lo shah kedei la'afot devade avar alea pesach mutter l'ksherim l'achol mechemtan miyad.
Great.
Mifnei shehei machlifin v'shel ovei chuchabim dekevim demati l'achol hetera dechamit shel ovei chuchabim Shavala Pesach Mutter. Lo achol didei dechamit shal Yisrael Shavala Pesach Aser.
That's why it's the Shavik Ater of Yachal Yisura, because he can get away with eating heter by walking to, his non-Jewish neighbor and changing, cereal boxes with him. Then he's not going to, he'd like to be eating kosher, right? So we're not worried that he's going to do it. But the implication of all this is, before we get any further, Sav?
That for this guy, it would be eating heter.
Exactly. That once he exchanges with the non-Jew, he has this contraband. Let's look at it that way. Right? He's got this toxic substance, halachically, that he had no right to keep in his rishus. It was chametz and Pesach. Now it's chametz shavar lava pesach. It's aser bachila ubahana. It's clear that he's not allowed, or it should be clear, that he's not allowed to exchange it. Is that clear?
Seems to be.
Because that is a method of deriving benefit. Although, again, could you theoretically have been mechalik between, like, yisurianot to use something, you know, for personal use as opposed to trade it in for something else of value? Maybe, right? It's an interesting question, like a monetary exchange, et cetera. You know, is that too far removed, you know, to be considered like an intrinsic violation of Yisuriyana? But the Pashtus, it should at least be Osir, right?
Yeah, it doesn't say it specifically, but that's a lot of people like Rashi point out that people, like, they point that out to clarify that it would be still a problem for him to do this.
That selling it would certainly be a problem.
Yes. Okay. We're just talking about after
that. That seems to be implicit in general. Like, if that were not the case, you know, then the objection that Rashi raises, you know, towards the end to the other sheet, that would be even more, you know, problematic. The question of damim lechametz Pesach, which we'll get to in a second. So it seems fair to say that if something is aser b'hana, that you are definitely not allowed to cash it in. Even if you find somebody willing, you know, to cash it in, that is a form of deriving, getting a permissible exchange for something which is contraband, right, is a violation of Yisra'ana. That seems pretty clear. Would you say the same thing about being paid a salary, for Yisra'ana? What do you think?
I think that could be different.
I have like a Yayin Nesach factory. And I hire you to to work it. Work?
Well, I think it'd still be an issue, but definitely not as bad. But I still think it's problematic.
Maybe one Madrega lower. Again, we're not going to solve these issues now, but we're just thinking aloud, right, Seth?
Yes.
So we're not going to solve these issues right now. But that, of course, is Suga. Anybody know where that is? Eitan?
You know Avodah Zarah?
Yeah. On Samach Beis Amid Aleph. Yes. That's a mission on Samach Beis Amid Aleph and the Gemara in Samach Beis Amid Aleph. Right? Let's see if I have it here. Right, the Socha Sapol Lasso Simo Bienesach Scharo Osir. Right, and the Gemara has this discussion, my time is Scharo Osir, right, and so on. So, just 1 second. Right. Okay. So you're not allowed to sell the Isra Hana. The question is, he did it already. He didn't ask us. Right? Now the question is he allowed to use the proceeds, Seth, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Continuing with Rashi?
Yeah.
V'yafa gav d'ha shenami iserhu l'gabe d'ha mithani mechamet she'avar lava pesach di lo d'yayiv le l'ovet chochavim lo have yayiv le d'day afiluhach homad matzama am b'tera avid uledidan miyashari de'ein lecha iser hana tofes chalifin chutz me'avodis chochavim.
Okay, so what's Rashi's view?
His view is that it is usher for the storekeeper that's selling the food, but for us, other good kosher Jews, we're not allowed to buy from. Us would be usher.
I mean, it's usher for the guy who was for the mumalatei avon. It's not only usher for him to sell it; it sounds like it's usher for him to benefit from the money.
It sounds right? Like it's a continual usher that. Not just something that happened and then we're moving on, but something that continues to be usher for him to continue.
Right, so the food that he exchanged, he's not allowed to eat. That's what Rashi says. But we're allowed to eat it. Correct? Yes. Okay. And why are we allowed to eat it? Because it's not tofes damim. So we're introduced to this concept, which we're not going to discuss right now, but we should say something about it for a minute. This idea of tfisas damim. So when do we say tfisas damim? And what is tfisas damim?
So tfisas damim is when you try to swap out something that's usser for something that's mutter. We say that the isser status transfers onto this new item that was mutter beforehand, and you can't actually get rid of the isser status. You can't
and when do we apply it?
We apply it in cases, according to the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Nadalid, we apply it to cases of Shvius, Avodah Zarah, and Hekdesh.
Excellent. What do you make of that din itself? And that like, sounds like a din d'oraisa.
Yes, it sounds like a d'oraisa, but Rashi has opinions about what d'rabbanan and applying to other cases. Yes. And Gemara over there brings psukim, so it sounds very much d'oraisa.
Correct. So this idea of tfisas damim implies a certain, like, almost boomerang, you know, chefta power. You know, you have something which is so inherently a chefta shel iser that it's tofes damav, right? That, you know, it conveys that status of visarana. Right, to the thing that is like the thing that is exchanged by it is like, you know, considered a chalos, you know, khalife surana. Right? That it leaves, it implies a certain power of the negative power of the chefta shel isur, the chefta shel surana, right? That the, you know, either the actual chefta itself or the stigma of the association is a chalos, right, in the davar, you know, shenitfas bo, correct? And that is limited. You have to see what's d'oraisa, what's d'rabbanan. We're not going to do that right now. But the fact that it is applicable only to three major cases, very understandable, because these are all very toxic kind of isurim, namely Avodah Zarah, Kachim. Well, Kachim isn't Avodah Zarah, and Shvius, right? Kiddush HaShvius is. Now, it's also interesting, you know, things that are Yotze, even though they're Tofes Damim, or things that are never Yotze. But this idea of either a boomerang, right, or a kind of chalos, a stigma, by the way, is very similar to a topic that, or a suggestion that we made within the topic earlier in the year, and that is the topic of Temura. Right? One of the things we're trying to suggest is that the idea of hu utmuraso yie kodesh, that if you try to, you know, if you try to play, you know, interchangeable, what I call interchangeable parts with things that have intrinsic kedusha, that you end up, you know, who tomorrow, yeah, Kodesh. One of the things I was trying to suggest, at least for the Rambam and others, was that that's a kind of like a boomerang result. In other words, what you, and that's why it's kind of nita klase in a way, it corrects itself, meaning you wanted to treat this Kedusha as if something that's swappable. And in the end, what really happened was you just associating with this intrinsic Kedusha, you know, generates a kind of new Kedusha, leaving the old Kedusha intact. So that's an interesting question, similar kind of a problem in a way, if you look at it that way. I mean, the problem of Tfisas Damim, the idea that the either the actual effect of the Cheftza on other Cheftzas that come to replace it, or the stigma, the shame, the association continues. But that's Avodah Zarah, and that is Shvius, and that is Kutch. But another is Suriana, we don't have that din. And therefore, objectively, legabe third parties, you don't have this halach at all. But Rashi's mechadesh here, that legabe, the person who violates the Isra'na, the Baal, he does have an Isra'na. Now, is that according to this Rashi, seem to be Doraisa or Drabanan, Seth?
For the Chametz, it doesn't seem to be like it's Doraisa. It seems to be more Drabanan.
Which? The Iser to the guy?
The Iser for with regards to Chametz for the Mumer.
How do you know that?
Because that's what Rashi in it's the opinion Tosfos attributes that to Rashi in Avodah Zarah and in Dalet.
Avodah Zarah and Dalet.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want to square the Rashi here with the Rashi in Avodah Zarah and in Dalet, then this din is a din d'rabanan. If it's a din d'rabanan, so we'll see the formulations when we finish this off on Thursday. But so what? It's like a knas, right? Or maybe midrabanan, we consider it to be, you know, an extension of hanas agavra, a kind not tfisas damim, but you know, on a gavra level at least, you know, he's not allowed to sell it because that obviously is a way of deriving benefit from it, and he continues to derive benefit from it in a way, even though it's no longer in his possession, you know, when he benefits, you know, indirectly, you know, from what it is that he exchanged it with. However, if you ask me, it's not so obvious that, would you have said that Rashi here, if not for Tosis, if not for Rashi in Avodah Zarah, would you have said that Rashi here was a Dindrabana, Seth?
It doesn't seem to indicate that it is a Dindrabana.
Correct. Okay. So I want to consider at least the possibility that for the Gavra Hanane himself, who violated, you know, by selling this object, that maybe that's a din d'oraisa. Again, it's not Tfisas Damim. Tfisas Damim is a din in the Cheftza. Unless you want to say Tfisas Damim is a din, you know, in the Gavra, but for everybody. But I don't think it sounds that way. I think the two ways of understanding Tfisas Damim, and maybe there are even two types, are more what I said before. Namely, either this, you know, the effect of being, of this, you know, transaction, you know, kind of generates Isuriana, or the stigma and the association, you know, creates a kind of Isuriana. I think those are the better ways to say it. But here, I would prefer to think that maybe this is a din d'oraisa on Rashi, even though Rashi in Avodah Zarah says it's a din d'rabanan. And the Baal Hei Tosfos assume it's the same. And it doesn't change the picture so much. But I don't think it's so clear that the Ramban thought it was a Din d'Rabbanan. So we'll get back to the Ramban. Let's assume for a moment it's a Din d'Oraisa. Either way, if it's a Din d'Rabbanan, it's easier because there's a problem here, which Rashi addresses, namely, Seth. We'll stop in like 3 more minutes. Either way, if there's an Iser, right, what did he accomplish?
Yes, the Rashi says that it was just a be'etera porta avid, that if he's able to do a little bit more of an action that's a little more mutter, then he would rather choose the mutter.
I mean, he's the more tzaddik, this guy. He's a shavakater v'yachal isura, right?
Or at least he's doing his best for that.
Right. But the interesting question is, either way, so Rashi addresses the question, if... Let me say something here. If we're talking about Rab Shimon, and this is Chametz Shavar Leva Pesach, and at this point it's Drabanan, so I don't mean that Rashi would hold that the Gavra's personal Iser is Doraisa. I mean, it can't be an Iser Doraisa if the Cheftz is only Drabanan. What I mean is that B'toras, that halacha, that it could be Doraisa. Right? Everybody with me on that? Okay. Either way, it's, let's say, let's assume for the like way Baal Hei Tosfos understand it for a moment that Rashi's din is only drabanan. So you have two drabanans here. If you pass like Rav Shimon, which we do, right? Chometz Shavuot and Pesach is only drabanan, right?
Yes.
So if he would, continue to be eating or being nana from this chametz, that would only be a violation of Drabanan. And this Iser Gavra is also Drabanan. Right? So where's the Porta? So the answer apparently is it's still one step removed.
Not clear what the step is, but a little bit better.
A little bit better. So maybe the little bit better is, you know, that one is still a chepsa shalisa darabanan, right? Whereas this is a, what? A chovas agavra iser, not a chepsa shalisa. But I believe that that would be true, even if it's, you know, fundamentally daraisa. Again, not daraisa in an iser darabanan, but let's say it would be daraisa in an iser daraisa. Let's say you did this with Kalayat Kerem and Orla, right? Or Chametz Bid Pesach, right? So the point I'm trying to make is that either way, Rashi seems to be acknowledging, whether he's talking about a Daraisa or Drabana, and the Rashi seems to be saying there's a difference between a Chetza Shaliser and an Isra Hanas Agafra. Okay? Okay, let's continue for a minute. Go ahead. People say that there's no Isser, this whole Isser doesn't exist. Right? That would, of course, make it easier because it's real Heter. And it's not Tzfisas Damim. What's the problem with that? Go ahead. Is that a Dindaraisa or a Dindrabbanan, Seth?
The Shohar Nisko?
Yeah, this din of Ein Damim L'chametz Pesach. Yeah. Ochel Trumas Chametz Pesach Patur Min HaTashlumin Umi Dmei Eitzim.
I would assume it's a Dindrabbanan. It's put in the Mishnah, but I didn't.
Why would you assume it's Dindrabbanan?
Because it's talking about tashlumim, and I don't know if tashlumim is daraisa. I think I wasn't
if
sure.
If you eat truma, you have to pay. You do have to pay. That's a chiyuv daraisa. You might have to pay even a truma back. It's a special chiddush in the parsha of truma, of gezelas chametz. The point I'm trying to make here is as follows. Well, first of all, okay, but take a step back. And this already, the Rishonim already point out, we'll read it next week. I'm just, you know, kind of, we'll take long next week. I just want to go through the Tosis, Ramban, Ritva, Ramban, Rajva, Ritva, just to show what was what. But the Rishonim would disagree with Rashi, who think that there is no Iser Gavra here. What do they do with this Raya?
They have to explain how this isn't it isn't going to be that we're Matinu Damim Melchametz Pesach. They have to explain how it's still going to be.
Why not?
They're going to say it's Lav Bar Damim, that not really that this person, that the Mumar is making money and he's not really profiting.
So it is Lav Bar Damim, or it is, or you're right, but just have to say it a little clearer.
So Rashi's problem is that he's saying it's a toss because in came out Tinu Damim Melchametz. And we're gonna see other people that are explaining that even though it's mutter for the mumar, it's not gonna be that we're gonna say it's still lopped up.
Exactly. Why, Ellie Shapiro? Why?
I don't know.
That's a fair answer. It's not the one I was looking for. Micha? Well, what do you got in the background there?
It's not it's like backyard.
California at its best.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You'd have to say why Tashlumin doesn't correspond to Damimers, like a different halacha.
Say that again? You don't need the Iser, right? Seth? You don't need the Iser after the fact. Necessary? Do you need the Iser after the fact to establish the Ein Damim L'chametz Pesach? Maybe it's enough to establish that on the basis of Micha. Everybody like, responded by saying you're not allowed to sell Iser Hana You're not allowed to exchange it. Let's say you don't hold that grashi, and you're allowed to use the exchanged item free and clear, even the exchanger, right? You're still not allowed to exchange it, because that's certainly an expression of what? That's certainly a violation of Isarana. Is the fact that you're not allowed to do it a sufficient basis to create Ein Damim as far as these Dinim are concerned? Or do you have to have a situation where even Im Avar, right, Vihichlif, Adayin Osir Bahana, to be considered Ein Damim? Maybe Damim doesn't mean that there's no way to benefit from it. Damim means there's no legal way, you know, to benefit from it. There's no permissible way to benefit from it. How do we define bailus or shovi in halachic terms? Do we define it by pragmatic effectiveness? Right? Or the rights, especially, you know, within law that you have with the object. That's a question. So a lot of the Rishonim say this is not a good raya for Rashi. But if Rashi already thinks it's a good raya, right? What does that imply about this din? It's Daraisa or Drabanan. If the din of Ein Damim L'chametz Pesach, let's assume for a moment that that's a din Daraisa. According to Rashi, if it depends not on whether you're allowed to sell it, your rights, but it depends instead on sof-sof, if you choose to violate, whether you still have heter gavra to use it, can it be that that's a din d'rabbanan? If the din of Ein Damim is a din d'oraisa? Probably not. I don't mean in this particular case, because again, in this particular case, we're talking about an Isurana or d'rabbanan. But Rashi's projecting. What I'm trying to show is that there's a bigger idea in Rashi here. On the other hand, according to Rashi, there's a huge problem anyway. Right? We're going to stop in 30 more seconds. Eitan Sokolov, what's the big problem with Rashi? Could you be Mekadesh? If you're Mekadesh with Bei Yisrael, are you Mekudeshes or not?
The Mishnah in Kedushin says no.
Says no or yes?
With Demei Israhana, it says yes. Yeah.
Exactly. If you're Mekadesh Ba'orla, Bekalaya Kerim, the Mishnah says that Kiddushin is Nachal. But Machar Bekiddush B'Demeim, Mekudeshes. Even though you're not allowed to sell it, right? So why is that Mekudeshes?
The
Mishlomo, if you say...
Yes, yeah, so if it's a Din D'Rabbanan, so then you could say the Rishonim give different answers, either that it's a heter by Ishos, by Kiddushin,
right?
Or that the Isser is only on the Machlif and not on the Isha, so she's Mutarbana, so she's Mekudeshes Nemelo.
Excellent.
And or so this gives another answer. It's Dever that the Isser is only Dever and Nicker.
Excellent.
But
if you hold to Din D'Oraisa,
it's Din D'Oraisa. Yeah,
there should be a problem for him at least. Unless you say what? Any Kedushin people in the crowd with this for stopping? Oh, Rari. Okay. It also may depend on what you require for Kesef Kedushin. Right, this is the famous discussion of the Mishnah Melech with this weekend. Namely, when you are Mekadesh and Isha, does it depend on what she's Mekabelas or what he's Nosing? Do we judge it from his point of view or from her point of view? Okay, so we've raised a lot of questions here. What I want to do is try to pin them down a little bit better. These on this, and then I want to move on to the next Gemara. But let's get a good handle on Rashi, Tosfos, the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, and Rashi, of course, in Avodah Zarah, and the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. Okay, maybe a little more, but we'll do this quickly, and then we'll start with Behemthan Shal Tzadikim and the other Gemaras, Bachashud on Vav through Zayin and Beis. Okay, that's beginning Thursday. Okay, everybody.